Time is 8:06, currently a very pleasant start here in downtown Wausau. Fair skies and 22 degrees. I'm Chad Holmes. Welcome to the Thursday edition of the Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Coming up a little bit later on in the program, in the second hour of the show, we'll be talking to Jeff Johnson. He is a candidate for the Marathon County Board. We'll talk to Jeff about his campaign, about the issues facing the board as we get closer and closer to next Tuesday and Election Day. Coming up later in this hour, we'll have our North Star No segment, North Star Restoration every Thursday from 8:34 till 9 a.m., being able to talk about different areas of home renovation projects and other areas that North Star Renovation is so vitally involved in. And today we're going to talk about some informed decision-making regarding service providers and insurance scenarios and the inspiration to be found in spring home projects. So that's coming up at 8:34 this morning. Hey, great to be back. First of all, I'd like to say thank you again to Bob Look for sitting in the last 3 days while I took a few days off. Didn't really do much. In fact, I kind of just hung out and tried to recharge in the very short time between the end of our winter sports schedule and the start of spring sports coming up next week. Just decided to take a few days and put the feet up and hang around the home for the last few days. I have to say good morning again to Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Morning, Chad. It's good to have you back.
Fantastic to be back. We'll talk more with you just in a few minutes. Mm-hmm. But before we move any further, need to say good morning as well to the host of Up North News Radio, Pat Kreitlow. And Pat, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Nice to be here.
Hey, terrific to have you again. I wanted to start off because, as I said, I was off for the last 3 days and did not do anything, did not go off anywhere, and basically just hung around the house and kind of chilled for a few
days. Staycation. Exactly. Staycation is always a good thing.
And one thing that I noticed, and one thing that I do from time to time, is I'll put on Pluto TV. It's this, and it has all these old TV shows, and I watch Mystery Science Theater 3000 all the time. And I noticed over the last number of days, in fact, only the last couple of weeks, that I've been seeing a lot of political commercials from one Eric Hovde. I want to talk about Hovde, but I also want to talk about somebody else who, during the last few days, I've seen a lot of advertising for, and that is Wausau Mayor Katie Rosenberg. And I know you talked in your program about some of the dark money that's been put into this race for the mayor's race here in Wausau coming up on Tuesday. But one thing that I noticed in the mayor's advertising, this is Mayor Rosenberg's advertising straight from the candidate, every single spot that I have seen has been a positive spot. I mean, it's so rare. She is basically running on her record, which is a radical thought.
Unique,
in politics.
Huh? Right.
Exactly right. But I don't know if you've been, I know you're not in the area over in the Chippewa Falls area, but I tell you, I know you talked a bit about the third party, and despite that, despite where you get a little, I'm sure, ornery, because you see some of these spots that are like, you shake your head, but what the mayor has done, I've been so impressed with, and I just think it's good for democracy to see candidates run on the issues and run on the record.
Which, by the way, is not a guarantee of success.
No.
It's, you know, for example, that's what I did in 2010, running for re-election to the state Senate. But that, of course, was the Tea Party year. We went with a positive message because the Tea Party was nothing but anger and division. But despite that positive message, you know, anger and division won out in 2010, you know, much to the detriment of our nation, as we've long since discovered by now. But that doesn't mean you shouldn't try to keep things positive, keep things focused on your record, especially since there are, you know, again, outside groups that are trying to misrepresent Katie Rosenberg's record as mayor. You know, here's somebody who, again, when something happens, coincidentally, because you're the person in charge, which in this case is the discovery of PFAS contamination, the PFAS contamination has nothing to do with her, what she did or didn't do to get there. It's what do you do to get out of it? And she's running on that record. And that's what I was reminding people of on our show today, was that it just seems so often that Democratic or progressive people, when they get into office, actually try to solve problems. They invest, you know, the resources that go into it. Then they're painted as tax and spend liberals. And, you know, somebody runs against them who says, you know, we need fiscal responsibility. And then problems come up. And of course, they don't do anything about it because they claim to be fiscally responsible. It's a cycle I see over and over again. But every so often, people look at a cycle and they go, oh, yeah, those investments were worth it. Our water's clean. Or, yeah, those investments were worth it from President Biden. We're getting all these, you know, energy and infrastructure jobs. So hopefully people do, you know, look at the record in a way that isn't distorted by the opposition and by the outside groups.
And also, I have to admit, again, it's not because whether or not I agree or disagree with a certain candidate on the issues. I just, when you see a commercial that I feel is just phony, and frankly, I was getting a little annoyed because all I'm trying to do is laugh with a little bit of Mystery Science Theater 3000, and every commercial had an Eric Hovde spot. And I imagine that on Pluto TV, the costs aren't that great, so you're able to really plow through
That's
it.
Right.
But every
yep.
single spot, but the one that really, and I don't know if you've seen many of Hovde's commercials, but there's one out where he talks about the issue of abortion. And he, you know, he says, well, you know, rational people can blah, 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 blah. And then at the very end, he says, and Senator Baldwin wants it to be legal to abort babies right up to the moment that of the birth. It was just such a intellectually dishonest commercial, because number one, he was yakking about, oh, bringing people. Eric, you've got a point of view on this. We know you have a point of view on this. Be straight with the people. And it was really, really, really an annoying spot that I kept seeing over and over again. And we talked about this last week as well. His campaign, I think, for those of us keeping a pretty close eye at this early stage, has been less than impressive. But the intellectual dishonesty I just found to be terrible.
I was not aware of that one. I have not seen that. And if that's what he's doing, if he's trying to go with a message based in a lie
yep.
about anybody greenlighting some kind of elective abortion up to or through, you know, the moment of birth, which, by the way, that's no longer an abortion. That's homicide.
Exactly.
I can't top what you just said, except that it's intellectually dishonest to the point of basically being corrupt. You're corrupted as a candidate, and you have negated and wiped away so much of your credibility if you are pandering in that way, so that a few people on the very far right will like you, but in the meantime, you will have cheesed off so many people who say what Joe Zepecki said on our show earlier this morning. You're not serious. You're not a serious candidate if you take a view like that. You're not a serious candidate if you're saying, let's raise the retirement age all the way, let's jack it up to 72 as a way to save Social Security, rather than asking millionaires to pay more in the Social Security payroll tax. I am shocked, genuinely shocked to hear that this guy who tries to present himself as, you know, kind of, you know, the smarter guy in the field would engage in something like that kind of garbage rhetoric.
And I guess finally, I wanted to touch on Joe Lieberman. Yesterday, Joe Lieberman, former senator, former Democratic candidate for vice president, died. And to be honest, I spent some time last night, and probably the last place to spend time is on social media. And to talk about vitriol on one side, and I would say that on the left, Joe Lieberman, not a very popular figure, and then people saying nice things maybe more towards the right. The thing about Joe Lieberman that I don't understand is, in the year 2000, he was the Democratic vice presidential candidate. And then since mm-hmm. then, he has made a very sharp move to the right. And my thought, again, was, George W. Bush's administration was a disaster. But then he decided that we needed more of that in 2008 when he endorsed John McCain. And then, of course, this year he's been part of the No Labels group. And I don't understand, if you're somebody that believes in the policies of the Democratic Party, what between the year 2000 over the last 24 years would make you think, hey, I was wrong before then? Because so many of the things that Lieberman sort of has been associated with, whether it was the Iraq War, it was he was the one vote that took away the opportunity for a public option when it came to the Affordable Care Act, and now deciding that in this election that I think many of us feel is vital for the future of democracy, well, he says, well, it doesn't, you know, both sides are terrible, so we need a third party candidate. I don't understand the idea of Lieberman's political metamorphosis over the last 24 years.
Well, what it really is rooted in, as it was with Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema, is centrism not for politics' sake. It's centrism as a vanity project. And that's what it's always been for guys like Lieberman, dating back to the Bill Clinton impeachment and Manchin, and especially Kyrsten Sinema, of saying, I'm the centrist, you should all love me, because they know that many voters are somewhere in the middle and they're very frustrated. But you can be a centrist from a political standpoint and actually put forward proposals and show that you can compromise, but also show that you can persuade people to come on board. And what these people have done, and I put Max Baucus of North Dakota and Heidi Heitkamp from North Dakota, all of them were just like, well, I'm just going to say no to things on the left from my party, because that'll make me look like a centrist and people will like me. And that's what Joe Lieberman did when he killed the public option, which would have solved so much. We'd be in such a better place if we either had the public option or if we could have had the Medicare optional buy-in at age 55. But he never had anything worthy to show instead for it. And that is going, that will tarnish his legacy for good, was using centrism as a vanity project.
And a thing about the term centrism that I hope to talk about at some point in the future. I saw a comment real quickly to wrap it up. Few men so embody the core tenet of centrism, obstruction of progress, and a complete inability to do anything useful the way Joe Lieberman did. Again, the idea that saying no is centrist. And I think that it could be argued that isn't the case, but we're going to have to leave it right there. Pat Kreitlow again, right. 6 to 8 a.m. every day on Up North News Radio. Thanks again.
You bet. See ya.
The time is 8:19. More to come here on Bow Falls Radio. And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. The time is 8:21, fair skies, and 22 degrees is the temperature here in downtown Wausau. And again, coming up in about 10, 11, 12 minutes or so, it'll be our weekly Thursday morning North Star No segment. North Star Restoration Services joins us every Thursday morning talking about very interesting things involving what they do so very well. And today, the focus will be informed decision-making regarding service providers in insurance scenarios and the inspiration be found in spring home projects. Yep, it is almost that time as spring, despite what we saw earlier in the week. And I know that I was very happy not to have to trudge my way in on Monday morning after the significant snow Thursday night into Monday morning. But lots of sunshine. And again, normally right now we would be talking to Brittany Merlot, but Brittany, a little bit under the weather today. So hopefully she'll be back tomorrow. But just to give you an idea about the weather, looking like a very pleasant day. It'll be a little bit chillier than normal today, but still lots of sunshine, temperature of 37 degrees. Mostly clear tonight, a low dropping to 18, and then things warm up nicely tomorrow. Mostly sunny skies, high of 49 degrees. For the weekend, a little bit of a chance of precipitation starting on Friday night. Friday night rain likely before 1 a.m., then rain or freezing rain between 1 and 4 a.m., and even a little bit of snow showers likely after 4 a.m. Mostly cloudy Friday night, a low of 29. Then Saturday, some snow showers likely early before 7 a.m., then mostly cloudy and a high near 44. And Sunday, mostly cloudy skies and a high near 46 degrees. Right now in Wausau again, plenty of sunshine out there here at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street in downtown Wausau. 22 degrees is the temperature. Winds are out of the west at 8 miles per hour, so there is a wind chill factor of 13 degrees. The dew point is 13, relative humidity of 68%, the barometer at 30.01 inches, and a visibility of 10 miles. Again, I'm Chad Holmes back. Nice short week. I like this. I like the idea of a two-day work week. I think that makes things go very, very quickly. But as I said, very quickly at the start of the show, thanks to Bob Look for being the host the last 3 days. I know he had some really terrific guests over the past few days, and thanks to Ian for being there to be the foundation for the program and making sure everything went smoothly with Bob. So everything did go well over the last 3 days.
It did. We didn't have any big problems or actually any problems at all. Just a little disconnection on one of the phone calls. But other than that, it was pretty good.
Fantastic. Also want to mention real quickly, good morning to Rob over in Tigerton. Nice start over in Tigerton as well, 23 degrees. And most of the foot of snow that we got on Sunday is gone, except in shaded areas. And that was one of the interesting aspects earlier in the week, because after the snow came on Sunday and then early Monday, we had a drencher of rain.
Yes,
and
we did.
And I think that was a big reason why all that snow went away so very quickly. I don't know if I've ever seen upwards of 10 inches of snow go away as quickly as it did by Tuesday. I mean, it was pretty amazing.
I'm not complaining. Nah. I'm not complaining about it, though.
Absolutely. And actually, you know, this time of year, it's, of course, Easter weekend. Easter weekend coming
That's
up.
Right.
And, you know, we'd like to see somewhat spring-like weather for Easter, for whatever family activities that you may have out there. But, again, it's not been, you know, what you call great weather, but still very pretty out there. And again, temperature is expected to be into the mid to upper 30s before all is said and done today. Mm-hmm. As I said, I kind of had a, usually when I take time off, I usually go somewhere. And actually, I was planning on traveling a little bit on the weekend, heading to Minneapolis. But with the weather forecast the way it was, I said, well, last thing I need is the stress of having some sort of issues in terms of dealing with the weather. My car has not been exactly purring in recent months. So I said, well, let's just stay home. Let's just relax. Let's take a few days to kind of recharge the batteries. It was a very long winter in terms of a very busy winter, in addition to doing this show and the big high school sports show. And then most nights would have high school sports. So it was just constant, where every week would just be a constant circle. And, like, you know, you go through it and then start again. And really had not taken any time off since last summer. So decided that, hey, going to just chill out a little bit. And it was actually nice, where didn't have to worry about running around and being able to, you know, just take a few moments to step back. And I think that's important for everybody to take those few moments, because it's very easy to get caught up and in constantly being in activity.
Very true.
And I think it gives you an appreciation for what you do. By the time that I take a few days off, I'm always ready to come back to work. Mm-hmm. You know, it's one of those things where it's like, okay, it's nice to get away for a few days, but it's also really nice to come back and start to do it all over again.
Mm-hmm. Indeed.
Excuse me. What, in terms of, do you, for the most part, like to get away when you have a little time off, or are you okay with just hanging out and just relaxing?
I'm okay with just hanging out at home, watching some of my favorite movies, having some a tea with honey and lemon juice in it. That really helps my throat, and just taking it easy. I've been reading a lot of good books recently from the library, and it's always a good way to de-stress and unwind.
Exactly.
Nothing wrong with a good book.
Exactly. Hey, a reminder that we're down to the last couple of days of our Ride into Spring Text to Win statewide contest. It ends tomorrow. So if you're looking to win an overnight stay at the Chula Vista Resort in the Wisconsin Dells and be entered to win one of two grand prizes that include new bikes, outdoor patio furniture, a blender, and more, make sure you're tuned in. You may have had a chance to put in at 7 a.m. during Up North News, but your next chance will be at 10 a.m. with Jane Matinere. Then 1 o'clock with Todd Alba, and at 3 o'clock with Maggie Dawn. Again, 7 a.m., 10 a.m., 1 p.m., and 3 p.m. And make sure you tune in during the first 10 to 15 minutes of the hour of the program. The host will give the text keyword. And what you have to do is open up your Civic Media app, open up the Bull Falls radio page, and then click on the text button, and then just text the word, whatever that word is. And you'll be able to be one of the candidates to be a winner, such as Steve from Hayward was a winner already with the overnight stay at the Chula Vista. Also, Callie from Park Falls. We've got Rosemary from Elevab, John from Phillips, Scott from Chippewa Falls. Just a few of the winners so far in terms of getting that overnight stay at the Chula Vista Resort. So right now, we got seven more chances in order to win here on the Ride into Spring Text to Win statewide contest with Civic Media and Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Coming up, it's an information update. News, weather, sports. We'll get you up to speed on everything you need to know at the top and bottom of every hour. And then after that, it's our weekly Thursday feature, North Star Knows with North Star Restoration. Again, we will be talking about informed decision-making regarding service providers in insurance scenarios and the inspiration to be found in spring home projects. So that's all coming up. The time is 8:29, Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. And welcome back. Chad Holmes with you here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. And also, again, you can actually watch our live stream both on our X page and also our Facebook page. But every Thursday, we get an opportunity to talk with North Star Restoration. North Star Knows every week. And we're very happy to welcome back Jay Cricks and John Garcia. Gentlemen, welcome back. And Jay, welcome back. I know you were off on the road last week. Great to have you back.
Yeah, thanks for having us back again. We really enjoy the show. And yeah, last week I was out of town, and here we are.
Absolutely.
Back at it again.
It's hard to believe. I think we're up to almost a month's worth of shows already, and it's been very interesting to see the progression, because, again, what we're trying to do here is to try to give some great information so people are not caught, for lack of a better term, with their pants down. And we were just talking before we went on the air. I mean, I imagine you guys were very busy early this week, because after, you know, pretty quiet weather-wise for much of the winter, you get a huge snowstorm followed by a drenching rain.
Yeah.
I mean, we talked about some dry conditions. You talk about the opposite with a lot of precipitation between what, Sunday, and then I think between Monday and Tuesday as well with the rain. What was it like for you guys over at North Star this week?
Well, you know, I think two shows ago, not last week because I was off the air last week, but a couple shows ago, I had mentioned we're only one or two good rainfalls away from having some wet weather or some water events, and mm-hmm. that's exactly what happened. You know, we got that 10, 11 inches of snow, and then followed up by a day and a half of rain. So I don't know if anybody's been driving around the area and looking at any of the streams, the rivers, and the creeks in the area, but they're all right at the top. I know when I drive to work in the morning, we have to go over a little bridge, and that's the Bull Fall Creek right there, and mm-hmm. it's right at the top. So the last week and a half at work, We have definitely been fielding some calls for wet basements. Also, another thing that happened over the last week was that heavy snow load on a lot of the roofs. After that rain came, we were starting to get some leakage calls where the snow was coming through the eaves and having some wet ceilings and stuff like that. So it not only does it come into your basement when it comes that fast and then melts that fast, but it also can infiltrate the roof as well. So needless to say, it's been a busy week this week so
far. I remember a couple of weeks ago we were talking about those who may not have totally prepared, whether it's in terms of their insurance or anything else, and maybe the looks on the faces. I imagine there may be one or two where it's like, uh-oh, we weren't quite prepared in the way that we were kind of talking about the last couple of weeks.
We were. So, you know, I think we started laying the foundation on, you know, home preparedness, things to be prepared for, not only in and around the house, but things you should be preparing for with your insurance agent. So, you know, we did have a couple sump pump failures this week.
Right.
I don't think we've came across any insureds that were underinsured up to this point, but, you know, having all of those things in place definitely helps out quite a bit. And, you know, as we move through these shows, I kind of wanted to touch on the process and how it works. So, you know, we talked about who North Star was. We talked about the North Star difference. You know, we've talked about preventative measures that you can take around the house to make sure your downspouts are down and your sump pump is being checked. And we talked about, you know, making sure that you've got the proper insurance coverage. Well, lo and behold, one or two rainstorms, a snowstorm later, we've got some flooded basements. So say you did have all the preventative measures in place, you did have insurance in place, and now it's time to call a restoration contractor. So how do you navigate that decision? Who do you pick? And that's kind of what I wanted to talk about today.
And also, real quickly, before we do turn our attention to today's topic, you mentioned the fact what we talked about the last few weeks. And for folks who may have missed those shows, you can go back and get more information on the North Star difference and basically the foundation that we set for this program by going to our website at bullfallsradio.com, click on shows, click on the Chad Holmes Show, and just go back to the last three Thursdays and be able to really get up to speed on everything we talked about here on the North Star Knows segment, again with Jay Cricks and John Garcia. And Jay, what is the focus for today's show?
So the focus for today is going to be literally talking about or how we're going to choose a restoration contractor, because there's plenty of options out there in the community, but how do you know which one is the right one for you? How do you know which restoration contractor is going to make you the priority? So that's kind of what I wanted to give them some information on today.
That is such, I mean, in so many different areas in life, making that first choice is the one that is so vitally important. If you don't have the right partner for whatever you're trying to accomplish, you're not going to get what you need. And,
right.
And that's probably one of the biggest questions when you start a project or getting involved in somebody that's going to help you with an issue, to have the ability to choose wisely, I guess is the way to put it.
So one of the things that I would recommend looking for is making sure that the contractor is an IICRC certified firm. So the IICRC it's the educational arm of what we do. So all the cleaning and restoration contractors, they've got different certifications. Mm-hmm. So there's water technician certification and fire and smoke remediation technician and mold remediation technician. So one of the things that we make sure we do is we put all of our technicians through what we call our tech levels. And I believe I talked about this during the North Star difference, but making sure that you've got a contractor that has that makes education a priority. So that's paramount. Also, another thing that you want to make sure that you're looking for is make sure that they've got the right equipment and the tools to do the work. Not every job, it's not a one-size-fits-all type of, job. Mm-hmm. So some jobs are much smaller, which is just fine for maybe a smaller operation with limited equipment to take care of. But some projects are very large and they require a lot of hands and they might require a lot of equipment and some technology and some different things. So I guess depending on how big the project is, you might also use that as a gauge to select who's doing the work. One thing that I always recommend doing is going to Google, going to their Facebook page, going to a Google My Business page, and look at their reviews. See what the rest of the community has to say about them. You know, do they have a bunch of one-star reviews and a bunch of thumbs downs? Or, you know, do they have a couple hundred 4- and 5-star reviews? That's really a big factor. Make sure that they're real reviews. Make sure that they sound like somebody actually wrote this and not it wasn't written by a bot. You know, so there's a lot of factors that you should be looking into. Are they local? Do they come from the area? Mm-hmm. Are they coming in from out of the area? Occasionally, insurance companies will call up their, what we would want to say is their preferred vendor. Mm-hmm. So this is an this is a contractor that has basically made a deal with the insurance company for the opportunity to get the call. So one thing that we pride ourselves on is we are an independent restoration company. So the only entity that we are loyal to is our customer. So that really puts a lot of power back in their, you know, in their world, rather than just the insurance company has all the power. They're going to call in their preferred guy and they're going to run gunshot right over the top of the homeowner. And that's not the way we roll. You know, we like to make the homeowner the priority.
That's one of the interesting aspects that I was, you know, as I was looking at some of the notes, is that looking for those conflicts of interest and the fact that, you know, you said it, the number one priority is the customer. That's not always the case, is it?
So, it's kind of like a realtor, okay? You can't represent the buyer and the seller.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to have a loyalty to one of them. And the way that we see it, if you are, if you've been picked, or if you're on a program or you've signed a contract with the insurance company, it's kind of hard to keep the homeowner's best interests in mind. A lot of times we do get recommended by the insurance company, but we have no contracts signed with any of them. We work well with a lot of them. Mm-hmm. But we have a list of insurance companies that tend to be slightly more difficult to work with. We've got a list of insurance companies that are wonderful to work with. So it really just depends on who we're getting for an adjuster and really the situation.
Mm-hmm.
So it's important to, I would say, choose a restoration company that is independent and has your best interest in mind.
Again, it's North Star Knows here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230 with Jay Cricks and John Garcia. The idea of having different choices, because mm-hmm. in so many different areas, I mean, you can look at, I would say, healthcare is an example as
sure.
well, where you get sort of lured, you know, sort of pointed in towards one, but and it can be the same way, I would say, in this situation. But to have the choices, it has to be vitally important for anybody involved in any kind of
it
project.
It is. You know, and Wisconsin insurance law allows the homeowner to choose the contractor of their choice. So it's no different than healthcare, no different than an automotive repair. You know, this is your home. It's usually one of your largest investments that you make, and you're going to want to maintain that option to select the contractor of your choice. And it's no different on the mitigation side than it is on the repair side. A lot of times the insurance company would choose a contractor that is an all-in-one sort of, I guess, option, which we pride ourselves in being an all-in-one, but we are separate companies. So there's North Star Restoration Services that handles the mitigation side. And then once that is done, then North Star Builds could go in and, you know, take over. But they are separate entities, and it's really nice because it gives that homeowner the option, okay, we just want the mitigation company to do the mitigation side, and I want to choose my own contractor to come in. And a lot of times we don't necessarily do the contracting portion and putting the home back together because they have a contractor that maybe the guy that built the house, or mm-hmm. or maybe it's maybe their uncle is a contractor, or maybe their neighbor's a contractor. So a lot of times we remain as an option, or as a guiding light for them, saying, hey, we want so-and-so to do the work, but can you help us maybe navigate the insurance process? So we might help mm-hmm. them with the estimating portion or something like that. So we like to make ourselves available and, I guess, sort of help navigate through the entire process, whether we're doing all the work or not.
That seems like one of the biggest aspects, for again, as a layperson, because choice is great, but at the same time, you have to be able to know what to do with the choices.
Right.
And when you have the questions, I imagine that having the resources to inform where, 'cause again, I'll use myself as an example, where it'd be very difficult, even with the choices, to make the right decisions without getting some proper information and a way to answer the questions that I may have.
Well, that's kind of the whole reason why we're doing the show. You know, you don't know what to do next. Well, North Star knows.
Exactly right. And you mentioned, you know, using you and yourselves as good resources for this.
Yeah.
What else would people maybe resources for them to get more information in
so
that realm?
I'm really glad you asked that question. So on our website, we have a document that they could download, and a couple actually documents that they can download. One is it goes through the mitigation process. It sort of lays it out step by step on what to expect. Mm-hmm. We also have a do's and don'ts brochure. So if you do find yourself in a situation where you don't know what to do or what you shouldn't do or should do, you can download our do's and don'ts brochure. But one of the more powerful pieces that we have are questions for my claim representative, and they can go right to our website. That's www.northstarrestorationservices.com. Scroll right down on the homepage, and you're going to get about a third of the way down, and you'll see different brochures that you can download. And there's one called Questions for My Claims Rep. And what we did to develop that piece is we actually talked to a bunch of insurance agents, because we host a lot of continued education for the insurance world at our facility. And we asked them, what are the number one questions that you get from homeowners that you wish they would have that information up front? So the questions on the brochure were actually given to us by insurance agents. And then we did the same thing with insurance adjusters. What questions do you wish that the homeowner had answered ahead of time, or they knew to ask you? So mm-hmm. We're not making up these questions. We audited basically the insurance world and said, here is kind of like a top 10 of questions that you might not be aware of that mm-hmm. you might want to ask. So there's lots of things like, is this claim covered? What is recoverable depreciation? Mm-hmm. What's the difference between ACV? ACV is an actual claim value versus the other types of policies that are out there. So there's a lot of little things or nuances in regards to insurance and how it works that a lot of the homeowners, they just, you don't know what you don't know. Mm-hmm. And these are some of the preliminary questions that you might want to ask if you were to have a loss.
And just to underline it again, that's right on your website.
Right on the website, homepage, scroll down about a third, half of the way down, they can click on these different brochures and it'll give you a list of questions. That way, if you do have a loss, you're prepared with the right answer, with the right questions to get the answers that you need.
And the address again for folks maybe right there. We pulled it up right during our 1 minute timeout.
Sure. So it's NorthStarRestorationServices.com. That's our website. And just right there on the homepage, scroll down. Should be about halfway down the page and should be right there.
And basically to say, go to that site right now, go to that brochure. It's so important to be proactive, isn't it? I mean, we saw that earlier this week.
It is. So hopefully a lot of people that were listening to the show and took our advice and made sure that their sump pump was working, they didn't have an issue this week.
Jay Cricks. Hey, John Garcia, we're going to get you to work coming up in just over a minute. How's that sound?
There we are.
North Star Knows again with Jay Cricks and John Garcia. The time is 8:49. We'll be back in just over a minute here on North Star Knows on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. And welcome back. It's North Star Knows here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. I'm Chad Holmes with Jay Cricks and John Garcia. And we heard, again, some really good stuff from Jay in the last segment. But, John, welcome back again. And
thank you.
And, again, you're with the North Star Builds aspect of North Star Restoration. And again, for folks that want to get, I think, a little bit more information on what we talked about, the foundation of North Star, go back to listen to our first few programs on Thursdays by going to our website. But, boy, again, it's an exciting time of year because if we get to spring, in addition to the home building projects, there's a lot of great events going on, aren't there?
Yeah, so one of the things in the community that we're part of is the Wausau Area Builders Association, so WABA. And really the WABA is there to serve the community. They represent the interests and concerns of customers. They also represent the building trades, industry suppliers, basically all facets of the building industry at a local level here in the Wausau area. They provide training and education for their members. Last week, Michael, our accountant, and I were at a lien law presentation at Habitat for Humanity. They offer scholarships. They work with charities in the community. So they have different events throughout the year. And then normally they have a charity that's there mm-hmm. that is going to receive the money, like we do a trap shoot. There's a golf outing, and those proceeds are going to charities in the community. You know, they really want to also empower homeowners and provide them with any information or questions they have if they're looking to build a house or maybe they have a remodeling project that's coming up. So they're really invested in the community and really trying to make the difference to raise the level of all the builders in the area, all the remodelers, anybody that wants to be part of the group. All you have to do is get a hold of them, talk to Christine, and you can get set up, pay your dues, and you can start getting into some of these events that are coming up.
How healthy is the construction industry here in central Wisconsin right now?
I'd say it's been booming for a while. We had a little bit of a dip, but I would say it's very steady right now. You know, projects are consistently rolling in. People are still looking to build. There's still plenty of people reaching out for remodeling. You know, additions have become fairly popular, especially mm-hmm. with the high interest rates. So you have a lot of people that are looking at putting additions on their existing house versus building a new house. So that's something that people are really looking at currently.
And as part of the Wausau Area Builders Association, especially as we get into the spring, there are some really cool events coming up very soon, aren't there?
Correct. So next weekend, April 5th through the 7th at the Cedar Creek Expo Center, we have the Home Show, which is every spring. So currently there's 65 vendors that are signed up. You can still sign up now. There's booths that are still open. And really, if you're a vendor, it's a great time to connect with the community and showcase your services and products. You know, if you're a homeowner, it's a good time if you're looking for maybe a new fireplace, new flooring, remodeling, a new home build, HVAC system, windows, roofing. You can go to the show and talk to all the vendors. That is the best time, in my opinion, to go talk and interview the vendors that you maybe want to possibly work with. So if you're a homeowner going to the show, there's a few questions that you may want to ask and interview potential vendors that you're looking at using. I have a few questions here that homeowners can ask if they don't really know what they should be asking. One is, have you worked on projects similar to ours? So maybe you have a specialty type project, or it's unique and it's going to take a lot of knowledge in that area, depending on the project. So that's something you want to ask them to see if they've done that type of work before. Another one is, what is your process like? You know, do you handle all the phases of the project from the design to the construction? Some people, you know, they get a design done by an architect and then they find the contractor of their choice and handle that. Whereas if you're a design build, you handle everything from design throughout the entire process. Another question, tell me more about your team. Who will they be working with? Do you use subcontractors? So when people allow us to come in their home, they want to know who's going to be there, if there's going to be subcontractors, who they are. So we like to make that introduction early, let them know who's going to be at their house along with a project schedule, and actually show them so they feel comfortable if they're home and people are working there, that they know who's coming in and out of their house.
I imagine that just having that opportunity to have those conversations has got to be so incredibly important when you go into a huge project for anybody's life.
Yeah, transparency is probably the number one thing that you want to talk about with the client and go through every single facet of the project so that they're informed, you're informed, you get all the questions answered up front. That way everyone's on the same page.
We got about 3 minutes to go, and there's still so many other great events going on. And of course, one of the most, I think, well-known and people really get excited about is the Parade of Homes.
Correct. So coming up this June 4th through the 9th, we have the Parade of Homes through WABA. Right now there's 14 homes total, 12 in-person, 2 virtual remodels. So the virtual remodels are through a Matterport, so you can't view them, but the other 12 you can view in person, which 12 is a lot to go to. You have several days to do it, so kind of plan accordingly. But that, again, is a great time to visit all the builders, ask them questions that you have, see if you jive with their personality, if you're looking for a build that's coming up, and just explore all the options that are currently out for home building.
The future is so vital in every industry, and this is cool, a Build My Future student event. And we've heard a lot about, you know, the need for tradespeople and the opportunities for those who are interested, and this sounds like a really cool event.
Yeah, so coming up September 25th, there's going to be 80 booths and over 800 students expected. And what it is Build My Future gives students the opportunity to spend a day in the construction industry through hands-on interactive showcase. So, you know, Revi Design is there, and kids are using a mini excavator to move rocks. There's roofing companies there that are allowing kids to put shingles on. There's you know, we're there and we have a booth that we're showing kids how to coat baseboards for interior trim. There's just a gamut of different vendors there that are really bringing the high schoolers in and showing them different trades and how things work, mm-hmm. and you know what they can do looking towards the future.
And these kind of events are important. I mean, these it's really great to bring everybody together with these opportunities, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. It really gets them excited to actually see some of the things that are happening in the trades, because a lot of times, you know, they may just see some Facebook posts from some companies or maybe some videos, but it's nice to actually get them hands-on so they can see what it's all about.
Well, I tell you, the time just goes flying right on by. But to wrap things up, again, interesting stuff. Jay, John, anything else that we hear in the last 40 seconds or so that we need to kind of underline before we wrap up this edition of North Star Knows?
So, obviously, send in those questions. We want to have some actual material to work with for live questions. But one thing I wanted to hit on super fast, and I know the clock is ticking, we are hosting a blood drive at North Star. We are in a huge blood shortage here in Marathon County and statewide because of the last couple of years of in-person meetings not being available. So 4900 Stewart Ave on Friday from 10 to 4, we're hosting a blood drive for the Red Cross. So we'd love to have some more people sign up. Until we meet again, my friend, next week.
Jay Cricks, John Garcia.
We'll see you next week.
Great work, guys. We'll talk to you next Thursday.
All right. Thanks, Chad.
Time is almost 8:59 here on Bull Falls Radio.